These Kadarius are here, Kristen and Ozzy and Nixon. Kristen, let me start with you. When you're going through something tough in life, everybody will say, you know, journal it, write it.
Right.
Nobody says write a book.
Yeah.
Write a book, which I assume now that it's finished, you got to feel very good about it. You ought to be very proud of it.
Yeah, I actually am.
It's called Holding Hope in Our Hands, a profound true story to trust your instincts, push for more options, live for a smile, and never, ever give up. Little Nixon here is about to turn 4 on November 1st. Has a disease which is called?
Gaucher's.
Gaucher is how rare?
Extremely rare. It's a very genetic disease. When he was diagnosed, he was 1 in 12 who had it.
And I understand there's different types?
Yes, there's 3 types, type 1, type 2, and type 3. Type 2 is the most rare, and it actually causes children to become disabled and not live past the age of 3. This disease is actually a lack of an enzyme that your body needs to help make protein. And without it...
So body tissue, muscles, things like that?
Pretty much. And your liver and spleen become enlarged, and the brain just eventually starts to shut everything down.
So this little boy has already beat the odds.
He now makes the enzyme on his own.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fantastic. And that's part of the never give up hope piece, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So I can't imagine the stress you and Ozzy have gone through just as parents. But you're very honest in the book. You talk about all of it, including it's tough on a marriage.
Right. Absolutely.
So the message you want people to get is you're stronger together.
Right.
Never quit fighting.
For sure.
Never stop believing.
Absolutely.
Don't take no for an answer if your heart tells you yes. Well, give us one of your key moments that you really felt like we're making progress here.
You know, it's almost like you have to trust that parental instinct, because when 99% of doctors, I'm sorry.
It's clinical. Well, it's clinical.
You know.
No, you have nothing to apologize for. It's clinical.
When you hear the type of devastating news that we were given, it's almost like a survival mode kicks in, and it overrides what 99.9% of doctors may say. And granted, I'll never discredit any doctors because they only tell you what they know. There's a reason why we're all given that instinct, and that instinct got us to create our own luck, which is what brought us on our journey and got us where we are today.
Well, there's a difference, right? And Ozzy, you can speak to this too. You know, you're a dad, I'm a dad. There's a difference between science and the love of a parent.
Absolutely.
And by the way, that's not a knock on doctors and the medical folks. The medical folks that create the research that allow us to know what we know, God bless them. They're all great. But what you heard in your heart and your head that said, no, I don't think so. We're going to try this and we're going to do that. We're going to do that, which you detail in the book. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Absolutely.
There's some smiling moments too in the book as you talk about your journey, Kristen. And one of my favorites, you're in the hospital. Nixon's blood cell counts were at a good level. He was getting a little bit better. And kind of give a shout out to all the nurses. He seems to enjoy the nurses.
Yes. He would flirt with them when they would walk in. His Nixon, eyebrows would go up and down. Okay. And
first off, he's got a great head of hair. He's got beautiful eyes. And now he's hitting on the nurses.
Right. So it wasn't just the one nurse. It was all the nurses in 9B.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medical trail from here, now that he is, as you say, making the enzyme that he needs, does it change for you guys?
You know, we don't. He's kind of right in the way. No one really knows what's going to happen. And it made us realize that you just have to live day by day. No one knows what's going
to
happen.
In the age of this is interesting to me. Again, it's Gaucher.
Gaucher
disease. As rare as it is, this can happen to anybody age-wise?
Anybody.
Because that's fairly rare. I mean, normally it's, it could be a kid, it could be an adult, but type 2 is more kids.
Type 2 is very, it's onset in children. So type 3 normally comes out later in life, and type 1 is more, comes out in like adults.
What do you do with the stress?
I wrote, honestly, it was my therapy through this entire experience.
You know, we have somebody here, Patty Vasquez, who's incredibly honest about what she deals with. She has 2 beautiful little boys, and her younger son was born missing a piece of his brain. And, you know, he's 10 or 11 years old now. I think he's 10, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's a beautiful kid, but all the things that... Because here's what happens, right, his parents. You get pregnant, you go through the pregnancy, you go, well, I've got this dream and that dream, and it's all... And now you're... She said she became happiest when she stopped getting upset about what he couldn't do and started being thrilled about what he could do.
Absolutely. That's, I try to look at my silver linings every single day.
Kristen, talk about the big re-birthday party that you had.
Oh,
the
my
big
God. You know, transplant days are huge. It's basically a big re-birthday in the transplant world. And I decided to throw him the biggest one that I could, and we invited like 200 people. I had it at my parents' house. We had bouncy houses. We had food, face painters. I mean, everything that you can imagine.
Right, right. And the beauty of this, too, aside from having this beautiful little boy, is I look over here and I see Dad holding his hand, and I think about holding Ross's hand, which, by the way, at 26, he's real weird about it when I do it now. But every moment matters so much.
Right.
And I would guess you guys have a greater appreciation of that than the rest of us do.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we live day by day, sometimes hour by hour, and sometimes minute by minute, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And I think we have a swimmer in our midst, too. He enjoyed the swim classes.
He did.
Yeah, that
he
signed him up for.
He did.
The book, again, is called Holding Hope. You know what I say, you got to get 2-3 copies. You're careless, you'll lose one, and that way you'll have a backup. Holding Hope in Our Hands. Available wherever books are?
Amazon, online, local book, or online stores, local book stores. It's actually on the shelves at 57th Street Books
in
Chicago. And
that's kind of cool, walking in, seeing your book on the shelf.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding Hope in Our Hands, it's Kristen Scandari. And Ozzy, I know you didn't want to talk, Ozzy, but at least say hi to everybody. Just lean in and say hello.
Hello.
There you go. We have a beautiful family, and
thank
that is
you.
One beautiful boy. I wish you nothing but success. I can't imagine what you go through every day, but I can't imagine the joy you have as well. I can imagine the joy you have as well, and I think that's great because, you know, everybody that goes through something even remotely similar to what you guys are dealing with, they all say the same thing. We get 10 times more, in this case, from Nixon than we're able to give him, and I'm sure that's the case.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Holding Hope in Our Hands. That's the book.